So this is the episode most of you are waiting for or have been waiting for since a very long time. And I know that I promised to do this episode, you know, really early. That, I mean, like 2-3 months ago, I asked you guys for questions via Google form, and you guys answered with immense support. And I was also lucky to get, you know, a lot of responses. But I could not get, you know, the time to make this episode, so I'm going to do it right now. So without further ado, let's dive right into this episode, especially the Q&A section of it. I mean, the whole episode is going to be Q&A, but I was just, you know, making it look more interesting. So, at the rate developer, developer asked why this podcast. To those of you who know me or you who have been listening to this podcast since like the last like 6 to 7 months, you know that I love talking to people. You know, I love interacting with, you know, my friends and stuff, family, and I've invited a lot of guests earlier, not a lot of, and I don't, you know, usually invite them in the previous episodes, but I really like talking about, you know, my daily experiences, unique perspectives and stuff. So whatever there it was, you know, in the trailer. So because of that, I made this podcast to share my thoughts with the whole world. Next, would you do something on time management? I already did. Check it out. Manage your time. No, it wasn't manage your time. Manage your time efficiently. PS, the most demanded episode of all time. Check it out, link in the description. Next is any highly recommended activity during lockdown. I think it's time way past I answer this question, but you guys know what you have to do. Listening to my previous episodes, you guys know. Next is Other Dimple Girl. How was your experience when you did a podcast for the first time? How the different right now, and or is it not? I love how you guys ask so many episodes about podcasting. You should try it yourself. And I'm like serious about this because I love hearing podcasts, and in the past I have inspired some people. I think they will be listening to this episode, but whatever the case is, I will get their text anytime after this episode is published. So how was your experience? It's really good. I mean, I'm speechless. It's so amazing. Podcasting, it just takes all the things out of my mind, all the things I want to say, all the things, like all the stress in my mind, it takes it all out when I podcast. And, you know, just sharing my thoughts with the whole world, with you guys, it's a really good experience. How is it different now? I changed the name of my podcast, the whole cover art and whole theme, whole vibe of my podcast. And, you know, not only for marketing or not only for, you know, attracting more listeners, but again, updating the cover arts and stuff, it makes me feel good from the inside that I'm satisfied with whatever performance it is doing. So it isn't different that much now, but it is different. Kind of like the question itself, but hope you guys get it. Which is your favorite football team? Manchester City Football Club, obviously. Talked about it a lot, the whole rivalry Manchester City was United, in the previous episode where I had a special guest, Mr. X, who also came in one of the other episodes as well. So we had a very long discussion about it, so you can check it out if you want. What is your favorite cricket team? I don't really watch cricket, you know, especially living in a country where cricket is, you know, such a popular sport, you know, every street, every, you know, everywhere people are playing cricket, or they used to play before this 2020 year, the year 2020. But, you know, it is really weird, and people keep on asking, like, why don't you watch cricket? I just don't know. I don't like the sport. Don't hate, no, don't just express hate against me. But, yeah, we all have different things we want to do in life and stuff. It's basically our choice. Yeah. Would you be a famous director or famous actor? I would like to be a famous director. Anyone who knows me well would say I would become, you know, a famous director, because I apparently suck at acting, and It's I don't really enjoy acting. I don't know why, but I'm camera shy. Did you ever keep a New Year's resolution? What kind of question is this? Like, every year I try. But this year, the 2021, the year 2021, I did not keep any because obviously we cannot follow our New Year's resolutions and probably why waste your energy, your thinking capacities, your brains on something you're not going to do anyway. So you must be, you know, really surprised that such kind of things are coming from me, but you know, it's the truth. What was your favorite birthday or Christmas present? My birthday and Christmas present? My birthday and Christmas really are close. So basically I think I get only a one combined gift for all, but in the 2019 I got the PlayStation 4, which was a big hype then. Now it is like PlayStation 5 is out, but that's okay. I have PlayStation 4, I'm satisfied with it. Next is which skill would you love to learn? If you had asked me this like 3 months ago, I would have said, you know, playing violin. But that I'm doing right now. So that's it. Which language would you like to learn? Spanish, which I am, and nothing else. Because I know a bit of French. I have started seeing French series and stuff. But I kind of know it, so I don't, you know, have that much interest in it anymore. And Spanish just, you know, really fascinates me. I don't know why, but it does. So, I'm learning Spanish. Next is, what is the song? What kind of question is this? Let's leave it. If you could visit one planet, which one would it be? Oh my god, it's kind of if you would, you know, if the situations or the physical conditions in all the planets are, you know, would have been safe for human beings to visit. That would have been really cool, or you know, we had some special kind of spacesuits that we could, you know, wear and then go to those planets such that we could visit, you know, the whole solar system. But unfortunately, that's not possible. So I'm gonna just hypothetically answer this question. I wish I can go to Saturn. No, not Saturn. Saturn is like good if you view it from a distance. So I would really love to visit Uranus because I think, not a lot of researchers dedicated towards the planet of Uranus, and it's supposed, you know, to be one of the most coldest planets, except Neptune. So I really good want to visit there, and apparently there are, you know, storms on the planet. Like, you know, you see, there's storms on every planet. You see, there's a big, I don't know what was the exact term, but it was like, the big storm, which is usually visited like a red spot. Okay, the name was Red Spot, so it is a big storm which is visible on the surface of Jupiter. So something like that. There are, you know, storms on every planet. So I think Uranus also has storms. And that's it for this question. Next we have which of the seven wonders of the world would you want to visit the most right now, or definitely for the time being? I don't visit Eiffel Tower. It's gonna be Eiffel Tower. I really want to visit France also, so that's the answer. Next is got any pet peeves? This is a really nice question. Pet peeves, if you don't know what it is, so pet peeves are basically the things people do which annoys you. So I don't know, it is for me the most biggest pet peeve I've got is that people who chew with their mouth open, and you know, they make sound with their mouth open. I don't really like that. I find it really annoying, stressful, whatever. Next, what's your all-time favorite quote? This is a quote, "Endure and Survive," from a video game that I played, The Last of Us. So really good. Describe the worst haircut you have ever had. My worst haircut was actually a haircut which I gave myself in this lockdown. And it wasn't even lockdown. I could have, you know, gone out to cut my hair. But I could have gone to any saloons and stuff outside. But I didn't. And I tried to cut it myself. I thought I was doing such a great job. But, you know, it was vice versa. Kind of the opposite. What kind of phone was your first cell phone? iPhone 5S. That's it for the questions. Thank you for listening to this episode. And yeah, share this podcast with your friends, family, and hope you enjoyed this. Goodbye.